am not a Russia booster, nor do I play one on the radio, but Vlad Putin has just done all the right stuff for his country, for his nation. Not ours, for his. We're doing all the wrong stuff for ours. With Biden on the way out trying to burn America to the ground with World War III. For real. Beyond the shadow of a doubt, the United States of America, Joe Biden, with no doubt the sharp spear in his back of Barack Hussein Obama, has told Vladimir Zelensky that he can attack Russia with United States-supplied missiles. Go for it. Do it. Now, what is that saying to somebody, say, in, well, Russia, that says that the United States is actively at war with us? Well, no, what the Ukrainians are doing. Yeah, but they're being supplied by the Americans. And Vlad's responding to that. In fact, he just rewrote his, what they call, I guess, whatever equivalent is his nuclear code, as if he needs one. It's a sovereign nation. He can do whatever the hell he wants. Plus, he's head of the Russian mafia. And I would argue, in large part, the Ukraine mafia. This for real. So here he is. He says these are changes. Aggression against Russia and its allies by non-nuclear country with the support of a nuclear state will be considered a joint attack. Russia may use nuclear weapons in the event of critical threat to the sovereignty and the territorial integrity of itself and Belarus. It goes on. The conditions for the use of nuclear weapons include the launch of ballistic missiles against the Russian Federation. ATACMS are exactly such missiles. A nuclear response from the Russian Federation is possible in the event of a critical threat to its sovereignty. Even the conventional weapons with a massive launch of military aircraft, cruise missiles, drones, other aircraft, and their crossing of the Russian border. That right there covers the fact that the missiles coming in from Ukraine don't have nuclear warheads on them or clusters. So, but they still say, hey, you guys sent these over. We're not just at war with you. We're at war with whoever supplied those to you. Provision of territory and resources for aggression against the Russian Federation is also the basis of nuclear deterrence. Now, this makes total sense. I'm sorry if you don't like it. Again, I'm not a Russia booster at all. I'm not a fan. But on the other hand, why would we not be reaching out to Russia and saying, you know, whatever started this thing, let's get to the bottom of it. Let's wrap it up. Zelensky's gone over the top. You've gone over the top, Vlad. Now let's somehow figure out what we're going to do. You're going to keep some territory, whatever. But we should in no way be saying we're going to supply this. We're backing this guy in a war against Russia because then, well, we're in a war against Russia. This is World War III. Do you understand that? Do you understand the complete consequence of that? Beck was all over this today, and it was fabulous. He really did a great job. In fact, he had some, didn't catch who it was. A woman was talking about what an actual nuclear exchange would be like. And part of what she was talking about is what we know about a nuclear winter, where for 7 to 8 years, nothing grows. We've completely destroyed any ability to grow crops. Now, billions will die. Not millions, billions. Worldwide, whether they are in the combat zone or not. So this whole thing, I'm hoping and praying that Trump is somehow signaling Putin, just wait till I get in, we're going to sort this out. Now, I'm not talking a seditious manager, not like Milley warning the Russians if Trump wants to attack, but just we're going to get to the bottom of this and somehow just hang on, don't start a nuclear war. We don't want a nuclear war, neither do you, Vlad. Nobody wants a nuclear war. But at a certain point, if you're backed into the corner and let's say new missiles start landing in Moscow. What would you do? What if missiles started landing in Washington, D.C.? And what if we found out the missiles landing in Washington, D.C. were supplied by, for example, I don't know, maybe Canada? Canada. What would we do? Turn a blind eye to Canada? Well, we would with Biden in charge, but with any other human being in charge, what would we do? We'd go after Canada in a nanosecond. So right now, everybody's kind of, on a hair trigger. Don't discount World War III starting under the watch of this poser that was never even elected. He was installed. Hussein Obama stuck Biden's ass into the White House. Do not doubt that. If you doubt that, you're dumber than they think you are. And anybody that tries to convince you otherwise is straight up lying to you, propagandizing you, and pretty much getting you to go along with, hey, look over here. Here's the shiny object. Keep going. Go ahead. And all of a sudden you fall into a bottomless pit. That's exactly what this is about. Now, the people that run this planet, they don't care. They may lose a mansion over here or three over there, but whatever, they've got 40 mansions. Yeah, and they lost 2 airplanes, but hey, they got a fleet of 70. Yeah, and they lost some paintings, but hey, they got 1 billion of them. And they've got underground bunkers, and they've got palatial this, palatial that. The people that actually truly run this world, not the elected officials in the U.S., the ones that the elected officials in the U.S. should be aware of, in most cases are not, but those people that are running the world, the ones that are trying to undermine the Trump administration, they're egging this on. This is scary stuff. I mean, I never thought I'd reach this point in American history. Did you? I never thought I'd live this long, but that's another story. The 60s, the 50s and 60s, the Cold War, I remember that vividly, especially the Cuban Missile Crisis. I was there, and I was old enough to remember what was actually going on. Well, this is way worse than that. I mean, way worse than that. You see, the Russians are already in Cuba. So are the Chinese. And they're in South America, too. There ain't no Monroe Doctrine. There's no Kennedy. There's Biden in D.C. with 2 months to go to burn this country to the ground. To burn this country to the ground, if necessary, because they lost. You're on the edge.